97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Well, you can check out their podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer. And this week there's a special guest on it.
Is it me? It is you.
Yeah, I'm one of the special guests. Yeah.
It was good times.
Sports Meets Beer.
There's a lot of laughing.
There is a lot of laughing.
Mostly at the Browns.
Right. Google Play and iTunes, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. That is Brad across from me from Sports Meets Beer, and it's time for Beer 30.
Yes.
A little Cuatro de Mayo action here. Now, I saw this, and I sent you a picture because I was like, should this be something that we feature for the Beer 30? Because it's called Taco Truck.
Yes.
But you can probably explain more about why that is. I was just kind of blindsided that it's from, what is it, Turlock or something?
Yeah, so this is from Dust Bowl Brewing down in Turlock. They have a great IPA called Hops of Wrath. That's one that I am into in a big way.
Nice.
But I'm reminded immediately, as we are coming up on Cinco de Mayo, that this beer, Taco Truck, in our most recent presidential election, was there not someone who founded a Latinos for Trump group that said, if we're not careful, there'll be two taco trucks on every corner?
Yes.
Man, where is that promise?
I know. I've been waiting.
That was my favorite moment in that entire election. Two taco trucks on every corner?
It's definitely a highlight.
That was my favorite. But I digress, as per usual.
Yes.
This beer, I'm not really sure what the story is on the taco truck name, other than it's a Mexican lager.
Yeah.
And it is a great sort of pairing for Mexican food. Hot day, you know, warm weather, beach weather, that kind of thing. Chips, salsa. This is just a really light, clean drinking beer. Lagers are typically, in terms of body style, they are they ferment at a cooler temperature, so they are, you know, they're ready. They're, like, traditionally speaking, they're done during the winter, so they're ready to drink during the spring and summer, so they are designed for warmer weather. This beer apparently has two-row pale malt, and they use flake oats and white wheat in the malt, or in the malt and grain bill, and it gives it a really nice, sort of a really nice body, really easy to easy and clean to drink.
Would you say that this is a gringo style of this, of a Mexican beer?
No. I think this is very much in the same vein as your Corona, your Modelo, your Dos Equis. It does have, you know, there's a little bit of a creamy mouthfeel to it. I think it's great. I think, you know, one of the things, you know, people always kind of give those beers a really hard time.
Like, the Mexican beers?
Yeah, the Mexican beers are really hard time. Those are really well made.
Yeah.
If you've ever had like an ice cold like Modelo, you know, out of the can or whatever, it's really, really, really tasty. With lime or otherwise.
Right.
I think they're great. You know, it's hard to tell kind of what this looks like in these red cups, but we go through our AATMF that we love so much. And, you know, we're looking at a golden color. There's a little bit of head in this, not too much. There is something kind of almost floral in the nose. Really mild, though. There's a, you know, there's a little bit of creaminess to it, light bodied. I get a little toast, maybe like white bread, toasted white bread. And then there's a little bit of citrus in it. I wouldn't necessarily add a lime to this, like you see so many Mexican beers get.
No,
I don't think it needs it at all.
When you say creamy, that it is creamier than most of the Mexican beers, I think. So I think a lime would kind of ruin that.
I think so, too. That creaminess comes from the oats. It gives it a richer mouthfeel. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it would seem like kind of corny at first, looking at the label.
Right.
I think it's delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I would gladly drink many of these while eating many tacos. If only there were two taco trucks on the corner, I'd know where to get them.
Exactly.
I'm going thumb up. I think I would gladly reach for multiples of these.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to go thumb up as well. I might even go as far as, I know you said the Mexican beers get a hard time sometimes. I don't hate them. I don't love them necessarily, but I like this one a lot. So this might be something I reach for first if it's an option.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I can totally see that. It goes down really nice. I'm very impressed. And I might add that this is the first time that you've actually picked something off the store shelf.
I think so.
This is the first time that's done that. And you've hit it out of the park. Well done, Danielson. Well done.
All right. See, hey, Dust Bowl Brewing and any other brewery that's listening, labels matter, because that's the only reason I picked it up. So there you go. Marketing works. All right, Taco Truck, Dust Bowl Brewing, thumbs up all the way around. You can catch this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast, The Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on Google Play and iTunes. Thanks for being here, sir. I'm going to have another one of these.
Viva the taco truck.